An NPR team just returned from a week of reporting in Cuba. They went to listen to Cubans, fishermen, business owners, sugar mill workers, as well as government officials and dissidents. A repressive government headed by a Castro is still in power. But after more than 50 years, there are some signs of change. Cubans can now buy property and start businesses. Tourism workers can earn tips well beyond what they'd make in government jobs. The reporting team included Morning Edition host David Green and NPR photographer David Gilkey. Davids, thanks both very much for being with us.
It's good to be here, Scott.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We'll explain. David Green, you're at WLRN in Miami, David Gilkey, you're with our friends at OPB in Portland, right?
Correct.
That's right.
Now, gentlemen, before you left, there was one subject you were told absolutely positively under no circumstances go into because it's already been done more times than stories about rodeo clowns on NPR.
That's right, the cars, Scott. It was the cars, the old Fords and Oldsmobiles that are on the streets of Havana. I mean, they are the cars, the American cars that were allowed in before the embargo, and so those are the American cars that are left, and people fix them up, and they're still driving them. We were told it is so cliche. David, you and I talked about this. Everyone told us just not to pay attention to them.
So I go on our website today, and there's a wonderful photo essay on NPR.org about old cars. So defend yourself.
I think we have a moment on tape that might actually defend it for you and give you a sense.
I'm sitting in central Havana outside the Capitol building with NPR photographer David Gilkey. And David, we should say we were warned before coming down here that these old 1950s American cars were a little bit cliche in Havana.
A little bit, but I'm looking at a row of 1940s and 50s cars. They are just so beautiful. You look over and there's a 1956 Chevy. You can't not turn your camera towards these cars.
David Gilkey, sounds like you're under a spell.
A little bit.
I mean, maybe we should explain repertorially. It's very difficult to own a private automobile in Cuba.
You need permission from the government to own any car for a long time. And now, you know, those rules are loosening up, but they're still incredibly expensive. And, you know, there's a market to fix up these cars.
They're hobbled and cobbled together to make a working automobile. The outside is attractive as it might be. Sometimes the inside is, and other times it's just a raw metal mass that with plastic seats.
What are some of the other stories and images that stuck with you from Havana?
It was the people. One of the things that we saw when we were in Cuba was people live in very tight, confined spaces. So one of the places that you can have a little bit of freedom is on the streets. And that can be riding around in the cars or it can be just standing around. So the idea with the pictures was to sort of show them having a little bit of space, and you can find that space on the street.
David Green?
Yeah, Scott, David and I talked about that when we were walking down the Malecón, that long promenade right along the water in Havana. And it's one thing I saw when I was working for NPR in Russia, Scott. I mean, it was just that there are such cramped quarters, and this goes back through Soviet times, when people just cramped space looking for moments to be able to feel free and talk. And a lot of times it was those parks. And we met one young man who's 38 years old. He's a young socialist in Havana, and he really wants to talk about the future of his country. And he has trouble finding the space to do it because he's always followed by security people, trying to listen to what he's talking about. He brought us to this very quiet park, hoping it was a space where we could be open and have a conversation. So you know, just kind of visually in Havana, we're looking at David's photos that really helped to tell the story of the place.
Gentlemen, thank you. Morning Edition host David Green in Miami. Thank you very much.
Pleasure being here, Scott.
And NPR photographer David Gilkey in Oregon.
Thank you.